Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Trinidad and Tobago. Monocle's Kenya Scarlett takes us on a trip down Windward Road on the smaller island of Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago is a place complete with charm and excitement. These islands are famous for their carnival, its origins coming from the experience of hardship for enslaved Africans. It is now a celebration, an annual event known for its colourful costumes, parades and dancing. The festivities also feature the limbo, steel pans and musical genres such as calypso and soca, all of which originate from the islands. In this episode, we explore the food on one road in particular, Windward Road, on the island of Tobago. Windward Road starts at the top of Flagship Hill, which features some stunning views of the beauty of the island, including the Caribbean Sea. It then runs down the east side of the island, along many coastlines through villages, many striking churches and jungly green valleys. Many bays run alongside this road, and its sights are heavenly. Out for breakfast or lunch? Check out GB's Bakery. If you make it here, you're in for a treat, a sweet one perhaps. Try their take on a cinnamon or milk bun. How about a rock cake, filled with currants and raisins? They have savoury dishes too. Try an aloo pie, a soft fried dumpling with mashed potatoes, vegetables and chickpeas. Or their chicken soup, a hearty broth with dumplings, yams and carrots. Further up the road, you reach the stunning Terrell's Bay. This is where we reach Gemma's Sea View Kitchen. Visitors and locals agree that a trip to Gemma's Sea View Kitchen, known by everyone as Gemma's Treehouse, is a must when visiting Trinidad and Tobago. Given away in the nickname, this open-air restaurant is famous for being built around a tremendous almond tree, but that isn't the only attraction. The food here is also delicious. This restaurant has a casual vibe, open for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and serves authentic Caribbean food, but also dishes with a twist. Going at lunch or dinner time? Try their curried goat, which is a classic Caribbean dish, a curry cooked with its main ingredient goat meat, which is left on the bone and cooked until tender. This is served with rice and peas. In this case, the peas actually being kidney beans, but this is what they call them in the Caribbean. Maybe try with a side of roti. I would recommend dipping this type of bread in the curry sauce or using it to mop up your plate at the end. A must try and a favourite is Gemma's breadfruit pie. Wonderfully creamy and cheesy with layers of breadfruit. Named because the texture of the fruit, when cooked, is similar to freshly baked bread, but has a potato-like flavour. Try this with a side of fried plantain. And if you love a bit of spice, they have a homemade hot sauce for you. They also love a grill. Try the garlic shrimp, grilled fish with peppers, or try the local delight, sweet and sour cavalli fish. Just a 3-minute walk down Windward Road, you arrive at Birdwatchers Restaurant and Bar. Grab your binoculars and head to the deck and relax with a stag lager. Do you love fish? The fish here is fresh from the sea and the menu changes depending on the catch of the day. But a popular choice is the lobster. A generous portion full of zest and spices. Give the luscious macaroni pie a try with some kalu, a popular Caribbean dish with its main ingredient being the leafed vegetable. And of course, you must try the juicy jerk chicken, served with flavoured rice, salad and lentils. If you have the space for it, make sure you try the homemade cinnamon ice cream for dessert. If you've eaten too much at these places, you can always walk it off along Speyside North Beach. And once the food has gone down, head over to a roadside rum shack. How about Pirate Islands Bar? A relaxing joint decorated with pirate flags with lots of character and heart. You can catch sports on the TV or play darts and pool. The cocktails here are not for the faint-hearted. They are described as powerful. But if you can brave it, give the rum punch a try. My heritage lies in the Caribbean, and I can tell you, the food in this part of the world is just as vibrant as its inhabitants. It's full of spices and flavours that take influences from many parts of the world. So, wear your elasticated bottoms and get ready for some soul food, because you're going to be eating a lot of it. For Monocle, I am Kenya J. Scarlett.
This has been episode number 167 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Kenya for this week's tour. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.